NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. That's by composer Percy Grainger, a tune of his I've always enjoyed called Country Gardens, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. We listen to Kenneth Montgomery and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta here on Kansas Public Radio as things get underway in our noon hour of the classics. The music continues. I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll listen to the Players of Mobius and a quintet for harp and strings by Arnold Bax. That'll be followed by variations for piano and orchestra, Spanish music, from composer Joaquim Serra, the Valle Symphony Orchestra, along in just a bit. The Philharmonia Virtuosi. They have our next performance, and it's by Antonio Vivaldi, author of over 500 violin concertos. And we're going to listen to a concerto for not one, not two, not three, but four violins in A major next. Our violinists are Mela and Alexander Tenenbaum, Richard Rood and Richard Kapp, with the Philharmonia Virtuosi next on Kansas Public Radio. That recording of the Philharmonia Virtuosi, along with the violinists Richard Kapp, Richard Rood, Mela, and Alexander Tenenbaum in a concerto for four violins in A major by Antonio Vivaldi. The time is just about 12:24. The Valle Symphony Orchestra, they'll join us in about 15 minutes' time. We'll hear variations for piano and orchestra by Spanish composer Joaquim Serra, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, with Wynton Marsalis performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15KU icons, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 61 degrees. Our high today should be around 63 with sunny skies. And tonight, clear, a low of 40. It'll be a little cloudy and a little breezy tomorrow with a high near 70. With us now is the ensemble Mobius and the music by English composer Sir Arnold Bax of the early 20th century, a man who described himself once as a brazen romantic, which by that he meant that his music was for the expression of emotional states. In the case of this chamber piece from 1919, those emotions must have been veiled and mysterious. This is his quintet for harp and string quartet with the Mobius Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. English chamber music from the year 1919. Quintet for harp and string quartet, composed by Sir Arnold Bax, performed by the ensemble Mobius, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 12:40 now, 20 minutes until NPR News, and more classical music till 3 this afternoon. Some advice for you that if you haven't yet purchased your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas concert, then you'd better hurry. Tickets to the annual holiday bash sold out fast last year. The concert is on Saturday night, December 13th, and tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com in Liberty Hall, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or at 785-843-TREE. We're joined next by the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, and we have some music for piano and orchestra from composer Joaquim Serra, who was born in 1907. Very famous Spanish composer, particularly in the northeastern Catalonian region. Some of his variations for piano and orchestra next. Salvador Brotons and the El Valle Symphony with pianist Emily Brugala on KPR. The El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, along with pianist Emily Brugala, and variations for piano and orchestra from Spanish composer Joaquim Serra on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now. Stay tuned next for NPR News. And another hour of classical music, one which will bring us Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. That and much more still to come on KPR.
It's Layla, NPR News.
And you can catch Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Here, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. On the latest episode of Tech Unheard, Arm CEO and host Renee Haas talks to Minister Ashwini Vainshaw of India about how tech and AI are helping to shape the future of computing. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That music by Swedish composer Wilhelm Peterson Berger, a little tune called The Oriental Dance, with conductor Mikhail Jurovsky in charge of the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for your Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you for it. Coming up, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and pianist Christina Ortiz will have Rachmaninoff for you, the second piano concerto, one of his essential works, coming up in just about 14 minutes from now on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.org. We're joined now by the Vienna Chamber Ensemble. We'll listen to some Mozart and chamber music written in 1771, one of the Mozart divertimenti or divertimentos, which tended to be light-hearted pieces, chamber pieces for winds and strings. And the one we'll listen to is the first of such pieces that he ever wrote in Italy in 1771. His visit to Italy involved the production of his opera Ascanio in Alba, and also several wedding celebrations that Mozart had concerts for. In between all of that, he found the time to write the following, Divertimento No. 1 in E-flat major. We'll listen next to the Vienna Chamber Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart and his very first Divertimento, or Diversion, for chamber performance, written in Italy in 1771, and played today by the Vienna Chamber Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now about 1:25. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon, and of course picks back up again this evening when Destiny joins you at 7 p.m. Tonight, some merry pranks, some love and laughter, and happy farmers await you tonight. Plus everyone's favorite, The Moldau by Bedřich Smetana. Destiny has those and other classical delights tonight during classical music from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Royal Philharmonic as our next performance, and it is music by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And what might be one of his most famous concertos, most famous pieces overall, his second piano concerto in C minor, which was completed in April of 1901. This is a piece that famously rescued Rachmaninoff from a crippling depression that struck him a few years earlier after the disastrous premiere of his first symphony. An occasion, an incident that almost completely destroyed Rachmaninoff as a composer. And for a few years, he'd suffered a psychological breakdown until, at the urging and encouragement of his friends, gave composing one more try and gave the world one of its finest piano concertos that we'll enjoy next with pianist Christina Ortiz and the Royal Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto in C minor, perhaps his finest composed work, performed today by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, along with pianist Christina Ortiz. It's just about 2 p.m. NPR News is up ahead, and then more classical music between 2 and 3. Looking forward to what we've got for you in the next hour. A Chinese violin concerto, the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. Quite lovely and still to
Hi,
come.
This is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing.
Morning edition every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. And your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And 300 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Members of Tafel Musique, Jean Lamone conducting, and music by composer Henry Purcell, Overture and Fairy Dance from the Fairy Queen on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Wednesday afternoon just in store for you. From Felix Mendelssohn, we'll hear from him in some variations that he composed for cello and piano. But we're looking forward also to the Singapore Chinese Orchestra. Joshua Bell will be with them for a Chinese violin concerto, one of great beauty called the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. We've heard that before these afternoons, and it's on the way for you today. We continue with the performers of Imuzuchi in a moment. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. So the Italian chamber ensemble Imuzuchi, as mentioned. We've got music now by Arcangelo Corelli, Concerto Grosso, number 4 in D, on Kansas Public Radio. The ensemble Imuzuchi with Concerto Grosso, number 4 in D major, by composer Arcangelo Corelli, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics, and about 10 minutes away from the Singapore Chinese Orchestra and violinist Joshua Bell with a beautiful violin concerto from China, the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. That's in just a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you can stay with us for it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with work by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th, at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at paisleytech.org/paisleypromise. Well, before we hear from the Singapore Chinese Orchestra, we have with us cellist Misha Maisky and pianist Sergio Daniel Tiempo. With music by Felix Mendelssohn, a few concert variations he came up with for cello and piano, next on KPR. Variations for a cello and piano, concert variations in D major by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by cellist Misha Maisky, along with pianist Sergio Daniel Tiempo, today on Kansas Public Radio. 1 or 2:30 is the time. And at 3 p.m., we'll bring you All Things Considered from NPR News. More classical music as well. Destiny is your host, with more music tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. And on tonight's program, some merry pranks, some love and laughter, and happy farmers await you tonight, along with one of everyone's favorites, The Moldau by Bedřich Smetana. Destiny has those and other classical delights tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Next on KPR, we have a beautiful violin concerto for you, one that originates from China in about the year of 1959 or so, and since then one of the most famous modern pieces to come from China. It's by the composers Hou Zhenhao and Chen Kang. It's called The Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. It's based on an old ancient Chinese legend, one that told the story of a young woman, the daughter of a wealthy family, who, above all else, desired knowledge and learning, a kind of knowledge and learning usually only afforded at that time to young men. But she was allowed to study with a wise young scholar. The two of them ended up falling in love, a love that was forbidden due to their social position, but upon death, they were both resurrected as a pair of butterflies, never to be separated again. We'll hear the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto with the Singapore Chinese Orchestra, conductor Tsung Yi, and violinist Joshua Bell, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Singapore Chinese Orchestra with conductor Tsung Yi, along with violinist Joshua Bell, with the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto, composed in 1959 by composers Hou Zhenhao and Chen Kang on Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead, and more classical music with your host Destiny. That's tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More at cromwellenvironmental.com. And Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.